Good morning, Monday morning, Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, this is the last week of the legislative session in Albany, and you've written about five things for us to watch for. What are they?
Yeah, there's a lot of topics. We'll see what gets in and doesn't. Here's some quick headings to look for. First of all, police and parole. There's a whole slew of bills, among them a bill called Elder Parole, which would make it easier for people 55 and older who've been serving 15 years to get out on parole easier than it has been in the past. There's also a bill that says parole board should consider a person's dangerous to society and not necessarily the underlying crime in determining whether parole should be granted. Also among the police bills, whether the statute should be changed about police use of force, and also whether police should still have civil immunity from lawsuits. Those two look like they're a longer shot than the parole bills. Second heading, under guns, a controversial bill would make it easier to file civil lawsuits for liability against gun manufacturers. Two other bills would prohibit so-called ghost guns, guns that are shipped without serial numbers or in pieces and put together later to evade current gun restrictions. Third heading, under courts, there's a couple of nominations to the state's highest court of appeals. We'll see if those go through. There's also a bill that would allow adult victims of sexual abuse to file civil lawsuits no matter how long ago the abuse occurred. This would be mirrored off of the Child Victims Act passed a couple of years ago. There's also a bill that would end grand jury secrecy and allow transcripts to be made public. That one looks like a longer shot this time around. There's also a couple of bills that would govern phony vaccine cards, various degrees of penalties. Some of these cards have been proliferating, and lawmakers want to crack down on that. And finally, under the heading of real estate, lawmakers are responding to a series that Newsday did over a year ago, revealing discriminatory practices in real estate agents steering customers to certain neighborhoods. There's a whole slew of bills there, including starting a program where the state sends undercover testers to real estate agents to make sure they aren't doing things like steering customers to certain neighborhoods based on race.
He is Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Joined us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.